What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Moncrief on News Talk.
The latest scandal to emerge from the Euros involves the Dutch manager who was caught on camera picking his nose and apparently eating whatever he found. It was apparently quite a tense match, but is that any excuse? Or to look at it another way, what harm was he doing? It was his snot and his mouth. And he's far from the only person to indulge a disgusting habit. News Talk's I Can't Stop Picking My Scabs correspondent, Henry McKean, has been wading into the foul sewers of human depravity. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon,
Henry,
Sean.
And welcome back from that trip. That was probably disturbing, listening to what people do.
Well, I mean, when it comes to scabs, I have to
say that
there's a lovely feeling of getting rid of a scab. Like my head.
If it's just about to fall off.
Yeah, I mean, there's really, really an intense, beautiful feeling. And I got sunburnt. My scalp got sunburnt. And I really enjoyed.
Yeah.
I know it is. Picking off the sunburn. And again, really quite disgusting.
Yes.
But yeah.
Oh, the skin. Yeah.
Getting rid of dried, burnt skin.
Oh, yeah, that is good.
That's a lovely feeling. I wouldn't eat it, though. I wouldn't go that far.
No.
But
you roll it into a ball and flick it at someone.
Perhaps.
Just for fun.
Yeah, just to get you through.
Just to, you know,
grind
them out of it.
Why not? But yeah, I mean, the Euros just keeps giving us more and more material. And today it's snotters. The camera cut to the Dutch boss and, you know, he didn't realise that the camera was on him. You know, you have a good old pick and then you eat
it.
Did
he have it right up there? Like, was it up to the knuckle?
Just in there a little bit, just in the nostril.
Is
not
that,
right
little,
up.
It's a, you know, light excavation rather than major.
Yeah, exactly. Not like an invasion kind of sort of interrogation up that nose tunnel, up that nostril. But yeah, he won the game 2-1 against Poland. But it is interesting because the experts are saying we all pick our noses. We just won't admit it. I met this guy who would admit it. I met this nose picker.
I'd say everybody is a nose picker, Henry, because anybody that says they don't pick their nose is telling big fibs.
And why do you think we like putting our fingers up our noses?
Maybe it's a subconscious thing. People do it as a, like, have a little bit of a tick. But yeah, definitely everybody picks their nose. You're just driving by people in cars and they're rooting away good old in their nose, you know.
So they're having good old root up there.
Oh, they're having a good root. So they are. And then they catch your eye and then they're very embarrassed, you
know. More so.
Oh, absolutely.
Do you eat it?
Absolutely not. Now, my wife would probably say differently, but no, definitely not. No, try not to. Oh, jeez, no. Because that's just dirt.
And what other disgusting habits do you have?
Well, my wife would say I have awful disgusting habits, like probably farting and belching and things like that, but that doesn't happen at all, you know. No. Yeah, we all have habits, but, you know, professing to have the habits is probably different, you know.
What disgusting habits do you hate?
Do you know what I really hate is people spitting, especially when you're watching a football match and they zoom in on the player and there's a big spit comes out of his mouth. Jeez, it's awful, you know.
And obviously they're trying to clear their throat.
And I played football and I definitely, you know, used to spit myself, but, you know, seeing it full frame when you're watching it at home on the telly, a big championship, it's awful. And then the other thing then is people, when they're clearing their nose, doing the big blowing out the nose full frame on the telly. Oh, God, it doesn't look well. It just doesn't look well.
Yeah, he's right about that. Because you'd wonder, you'd think these are all super fit, healthy football players. Why do they all have colds?
Oh, why not just do it privately? Why wait for the camera to be on you? Unless the cameraman deliberately tries to catch them out.
So could you imagine, though, if, you know, the Premier League players were carrying little hankies? And
that's a really good idea.
Little hanky to blow their nose. Yeah, but all can you imagine I'm going to say ribbing that they'd get from the crowd.
But they could,
I imagine it'd be a bit more intense.
That makes sense. They could have like a little hanky up the sleeve, up their jersey, you could have an attached
little doily kind of job. Yeah,
or just
a lacy one.
Kleenex at the side of the pitch.
Yeah,
there's lots of ways of doing it. Or a bucket. They could spit in a bucket.
That have, oh God, am I? Whose job would that be? Somebody has to run on with the spit bucket.
The water boy.
Oh God. That's gross. Though your man's right, probably to an extent, in that it's not like it's, well, eating the snot is, that's a different thing.
Yeah.
But like having a root if you're in the shower or something is one thing.
Yeah.
Doing it when you know.
Even talking about it, I feel like putting my fingers up my nose.
Yeah.
And there's something up there I need to get out.
Yeah. And you're mad. Mm. Like, farting is just all about, you know, positioning.
Well, it
depends where you are.
And letting it out. You know, doing it as in fresh air.
Going for a walk and, you know.
Yeah. Or a loud and then coming bus back. Going past. Then
yes,
get it out.
Thing. Or, you know, that old thing where you try and fart and cough at the same time to mask it, but then you get your timing wrong.
Yes.
Yeah. And then that's really bad.
Or you think it's going to be silent.
Because you feel one comes, you go, and think you'll fart at the same time. But then you cough and the fart comes afterwards. So it sounds like you coughed so hard a fart came out.
Or maybe that's what happened. Maybe it was the other way. Maybe the fart made you cough. But like even just wandering around the city today in the capital, the amount of young men I see in tracksuit bottoms, do they still call them?
With the hands down.
Hands down there. And they kind of sort of maneuver their private parts, their willies, their members in a kind of, I don't know, position them in a different way. And I think that could just be nerves. It could be habit. You know, that is a pretty disgusting habit. You see that a lot. Especially in the summer months.
Like, would you shake hands with one of them? You know what I mean?
Well, you'd have to. This is it. And we will talk about how the importance of washing hands, but also leaving the toilet seat up. Here is a woman who gets really cross about it. And we ask, what annoys you the most?
Leaving the seat up annoys me the most.
So on the toilet?
Yeah.
Leaving the seat up?
Yes, girls will fall in.
And have you ever almost fallen into the loo?
Without a doubt, especially late at night when it's dark.
And would you not prefer to have the seat up than perhaps have little bits of drops of urine on the seat? What's worse?
Well, I think you should all be able to aim.
Aim?
Yeah.
And perhaps clean up after ourselves.
Put a Cheerio in there if you need to, but aim for the target.
Did you say put Cheerio?
Yeah, that's what we do in the States. You put a Cheerio in there when you're training the little boys.
Really?
Yep.
Aim for the cereal. Aim for that little bit of Cheerio. And do you think men in general have a lot worse or more disgusting habits than...
Without a doubt.
Ladies?
Without a doubt.
And what other things drive you around the bend?
I don't like food on the couch.
So you don't like people to bring in snacks into the living room or any couch?
Well, no, you can bring snacks in, but get them in your mouth and not all around you.
People coughing and then spitting.
You don't like that?
Very much so, yeah. I hate it.
And when you see it, when you see people do it, I saw it the other day.
I feel disgusted.
And do you tell them off?
No, I can't because it's ignorant.
So that's even more ignorant to tell them off.
So I just go away.
And what sort of disgusting habits do you have that you're not proud of?
Well, I clack my teeth. I have dentures, two lots, up and down, and I clack them like that.
So when you do that to the listeners out there, they're moving.
Sorry, I'm after spitting on
you. You did spit on me there. I know it was an accident, though. I mean, you just had a marshmallow chocolatey thing, and that's okay. That's totally fine. Tell me... So you had your teeth removed when?
In 1964.
Wow, so 60 years ago. Why did the dentist remove all your teeth?
Because he was an ignorant guy. They didn't have the technology to fix them.
So they were a little bit rotten, so he just took them all out?
No, they weren't really. Some of them broke playing Gaelic and just took them out, you know?
Wow. And did you miss them?
Oh, well, I did, you know, but I've got used to these now. My son lost some teeth, but he got implants.
Yeah. God love him. But I suppose you get used to it.
60 years of implants.
Unfortunate that he was talking about disgusting habits and then spat on
you. Well, he didn't mean to.
I know.
And it just sort of came out and it landed just on my jacket.
Actually, that's really, you know, when one does that. But you're not spitting at them. It's just spittle flies out and hits someone. But it's still a bit.
And he was eating
this
chocolate marshmallow thing. A bit of that.
Awkward. Yeah. Someone says, my boyfriend broke his wrist. And was in a cast for 6 weeks. When he got the cast off, there was horrible dead skin all over his hand. He relished a whole afternoon picking and peeling all the skin off. Then he used a pumice stone for the last of it. I've never seen him happier.
Yummy.
He buffed up his own hand. That's a fun afternoon. There's a whole Seinfeld episode about picking noses called The Pick. It's a classic. Someone else says, I found the lost treasure of Sierra Madre up my nostril one time. Good stuff. I hope that set you up for life. Amanda says, when I was a preteen, I went on holiday with my mum. She was a young mother and wore a thong bikini for the first time. Her tender virgin bum skin got so sunburned, she left skin flakes on the toilet seat for weeks after. Scared the life out of me, it did. I hate people who snort their snots back really loudly and then swallow them. Yeah, that's true. A lot of people saying something similar. The worst is spitting, particularly on the street. A man spat just now on the way into the petrol station shop, right in the middle of the entrance pathway, to be walking into a shop and people's shoes. Yuck. Yeah, also...
That's disgusting.
It is disgusting. And you think also, like, people are hocking up, being disgusting. And big presumably there's germs and stuff coming
everywhere.
Off that.
And you'd
and
think,
people are,
like, we would have learned something after the whole COVID episode.
You'd have thought so. Leaving the seat down really annoys me, says obviously a man, just to get a bit of a dig in there. I don't think that's disgusting. It's just leaving the seat up. It's just a bit thoughtless.
It's a bit lazy. Or maybe
it's a bit lazy.
Like if you leave the seat up, I mean down, and then you accidentally leave a bit of urine or droplets.
Okay, well, that's not good.
That's pretty disgusting.
You lift the seat up, you do your business, then you put it down again.
Just clean after yourself. Yeah. You know, when you go to a petrol station toilet and it looks like everyone who's been in there has had a fight with the toilet.
Yeah.
And they won. Like, it's like covered in... I don't even need to go into it.
I usually kind of try to lift up the seat with my foot.
With your foot?
Yes.
Wow.
Because I just don't want to touch it.
Yeah.
But that's risky because, you know, sometimes if it's, you know, in the, like those disgusting toilets where the floor is slippy.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had instances where, like, I'm lifting it up with one foot and then the other foot gives out from underneath me and I'm...
Yeah, there's one particular...
Yeah, and someone thinks I'm doing something mad in the cubicle.
So you're doing
acrobatics. They're waiting for me and four other people to come out when I'm finished. But thankfully, I didn't sustain any terrible injuries there. I was watching a football match with my 12-year-old daughter and there was a triple substitution going on. It wasn't the spitting which led to disgust, but it was the fact that each player spent 5 to 10 seconds adjusting their shorts. I missed a good 15 minutes explaining what they were doing.
Well, that's sport. I can understand they need to move around down there.
And they could hurt themselves badly, presumably.
I mean, they might be wearing, I don't know, is it jock straps? Is that what they call them?
Yeah.
And just trying to get comfortable. I think that's okay.
You can do yourself a very nasty one unless that's in the right position.
Mm.
I don't mind people spitting. I always say it's better out than in your mouth. But I think it is disgusting is people blowing snots out without a hanky or a tissue. Yeah, well, isn't that basically the same thing? One bad habit I've noticed the Irish do is burp loudly and then say, excuse me, as if the excuse me retracts the burp. I know, I might be generalising here. Yes, you are, but yes, take your point. But have you ever been, you must have been to Yorkshire.
I haven't, have I been to Yorkshire? I must have been.
Yeah,
you must have. What goes on up in Yorkshire?
Because if you go into, you know, they all, what's the beer they love drinking in Yorkshire? It's kind of flat beer.
Some sort of ale.
Yeah, somebody will text in about it. Mm. But like you sit in a bar in Yorkshire, again, I'm generalising, and people belch at the top of their... Yeah, and it's seen as a good thing.
Like in China, I understand it's a good thing if you burp. It means you enjoyed your food, you enjoyed your drink, you're enjoying your company that you're with. But yeah, and burping I think is rude. I think if you're under the age of 8, it's just not okay. But I do admit, just as you were talking there, I let out a little burp and I had to hide it.
Because you started talking about... but you did that very well.
Burping, and then I couldn't help myself but burp.
That's the whole point. That's the mark of a gentleman, rather than like letting off a big rasper.
Well, this is it. I mean, when you do fart, you're supposed to sound like the way when the Queen, well, the Queen's now dead, not the new Queen, but Queen Elizabeth, you're supposed to be like really quiet. Like, you know when you open a champagne bottle really quietly.
Did somebody actually record her farting? So we know this is being documentary, fact.
We understand the Queen did use the bathroom, but no one ever talks about it. But yeah, it's important to be quiet. You can train yourself to make very little bowel movement noises. Well, you can try.
You can try.
Not for everybody, but...
Because apparently as you get older, like, you know, all the muscles become a bit more lax. And so then it's hard to...
You just can't control it then.
No, well, you can control it, but it gets louder.
Apparently. It just gets louder.
Yeah.
As you get older.
As you get older.
So you break wind louder and louder and louder. Yeah. When does it stop? Do you need to have a soundproof loo? I mean, like...
No, and eventually, with the sweet relief of death is when it stops, really. And even at that, apparently, you know...
You continue
after
death.
A corpse makes all sorts of unfortunate noises. Men who spit their chewing gum in the urinal. Someone has to take it out, says John in Cork. That's a good point. That is disgusting.
Mm.
You're absolutely right about that. I've worked in high-end restaurants for 15 years and I've encountered feces on the floor of the ladies on at least 5 occasions. What has happened here and why did they not clean it up? The latest one was only last week. It took me 15 minutes to clean. People are disgusting.
Yeah, maybe the food was very rich and they just couldn't keep it.
Maybe you have a word with the chef. Mm. I once had to paint a female toilet, and on the inside of the cubicles, I noticed that one of the occupants used to mark off their daily movements by putting a mark on the wall. It was like something out of a 1920s prison movie. eating snot is repulsive. I know people in mid-conversation who would pick their nose and chew the proceeds in full view.
I have a friend who does that.
I came to the conclusion it was a stunted evolution and reversed monkey see, monkey do, says Rob.
I think it's just, it's a way of coping. You know, life is hard. And
it could be boredom as well.
Boredom and, you know, perhaps they're stressed and they're going back to their childhood six-year-old self.
I shouldn't really admit this, but I once had a job in a factory where I was literally, I was a janitor.
Yes, cool.
And there was like a little team of janitors.
Yeah.
And my job was to clean the toilets.
Yes.
And I was only a young fella, I was only a teenager, I think still at that stage. But I was bored out of my mind.
Yeah.
I can't begin to describe. And I was a surly teenager. So I took to starting drawing enormous penises on the back doors of the men's toilets.
And you were the janitor. Your job was to try not to do
exactly,
that.
Yes, exactly. So I thought it was the perfect crime. I'd never be caught because it was my job to. And I only did it so the other janitors, when I'd sit down with them at lunch, they would go on about who's this pervert throwing Mickeys in the backs of all the toilet doors. And I go, I know, it's terrible. And then they'd pat me on the back and say, you poor thing, you have to clean them off. It was just to break the monotony.
Wow. And what sort of marker did you use and how big was the Mickey?
It was door-sized. It was designed to make any man who went in there feel completely inadequate.
So, like, it was like proper artwork.
It was proper artwork, yeah.
You could, like,
remove detailed with shading and everything, yeah.
You could sell them
sometimes on. Sometimes a little speech bubbles, but most of the time not.
Well, you know, I think, you know, I know that's pretty disgusting. Well, not a disgusting habit, but you're bored.
It was a moment of revolution in my mind. So have you spoken to any experts about all this, disgustingness?
I have. Dr. Maria Boyle, a DCU senior technical officer. I met her beside her lab in the office in DCU, and she says we pick our noses at 4 times a day.
The thing that most people would pick their nose 4 times a day. In 1995 in the US, they actually did a survey where they asked 1,000 people, but only like 254 got back. And 91% said that they picked their nose, but 75% believed that everyone did it. So it is nose picking. It's pretty common. Picking your nose and eating it is probably a little bit less common.
Why do we pick our nose?
So they think that it's an irritation. So usually people pick their nose if they felt something dry inside it. So there is studies looking at sometimes people who are carrying the bacteria called Staphylococcus aureus, which most people would know in terms of MRSA, but that is just Staphylococcus aureus that has an antibiotic resistance. They would be most likely to pick their nose. One of the things that's bad about that is if you have Staph aureus on your hands, it can cause food poisoning. So if you do pick your nose, even if you don't know that you have staph. Do wash your hands afterwards, especially before you prepare food.
So when you saw the Dutch coach on TV pick his nose and eat it, did you wince or did you think it's just common, he just did it in front of a TV camera?
Well, he did kind of go to town when he was doing it. So there is a comforting thing about nose picking. So some people do pick their nose because it's comforting. They do think that there's a comforting thing about eating it, that people who would eat it would do it for sometimes comfort reasons, you know, unless you're really, really hungry, that would be the only reason that they'd do it.
And what happens when you eat your own snotters or bogey, which are different things, aren't they? you know, is there any nutrition in it?
Probably salt. A guy called Stephen Gates wrote a book called Gastronaut, and he discussed eating dried snot, basically. And he did create a very compelling argument that we eat our snot all the time. It's just not the one that we're taking out of our nose, because if you have a runny nose, it runs through the back of your throat and you're already swallowing it. So the argument there is that it's already something that we do. But the bad issue is that once you get your hands involved in the situation, because if you're putting your finger up your nose, you could be introducing something into it. Like they found in a 2003 study from the Netherlands that healthcare workers who picked their nose were 3 times more likely to get COVID, and that included nail biters and people with beards. if you are going to town in anything to do with your nose or your mouth and interacting with, yeah, if you're touching surfaces, putting your hands into your mouth, just wash your hands.
Ew. How do they even know that? I mean, was there some sort of study of nose picking that were going around?
Global studies, and you know, a lot of it's, you know, on people telling the truth. And Dr. Maria Boyle, you know, studies when it comes to cleanliness.
I suppose no, but she makes a good point. Brian actually on Twitter says, "I'm interested in the nutritional aspect of this. Is snot a carbohydrate, protein, or fat? Same for phlegm. Or is snot a toxic foreign body that, if consumed beyond a certain point, will cause us some harm? How much snot is too much?"
Well, doctor,
that's a good question.
The doctor said that, you know, we accidentally swallow bogies and, you know, phlegm all the time anyway. When we snort and when we breathe back, it's absolutely harmless. And also it's quite salty. So, there, you know, you can get a lot of salt out of it.
Okay, well,
it doesn't harm you in any way. It's
fine. I played Lego with my 3-year-old son, and between us lost a small red Lego brick that was the key to the piece under construction. It puzzled me that it never showed up. Until one day, 3 months later, he sneezed and said, "Oh, here, Dad, for you." The red Lego brick had lived up in his nose for 3 months.
Wow.
Wow. Speaking with your mouth full is horrific.
Absolutely.
And then you're opening your mouth and you can see chewed food.
And I do it sometimes, and you should just
that's
stop.
Not great. That's great. Or people who make a noise when they chew. Some people are going...
If you go to a busy restaurant.
I think the increase in the loudness of farting as you age is inversely proportional to your decrease in hearing ability, as well as to the amount of care you give about it, says Amanda. All those things probably do come together. You're right. We were on holiday in Yorkshire in a place called Robin Hood's Bay. Lovely place, but only one place to eat, a hotel. 4 bikers came in, 2 couples. In the middle of eating, one of the belches really loudly. Silence. Then he says, "Better out than in," says Mark. That's my impersonation of a Yorkshire accent. And someone else says, "It's a lovely lunchtime conversation we're having here. I believe you have covered all orifices and possible situations. Thanks, guys. Thank you so very much. You're having your lunch at 2:30. Excuse me, Your Majesty." Yeah. So did you meet actually any disgusted football fans?
Yeah, well, this is it. And, you know, that biker in leather, it would actually have to come through the leather. And I apologise to that man having his lunch. We're not done yet. But yeah, I met a Bose fan who farts a lot. And I met this man and I asked him if he picked his nose.
I think a lot of us probably do, but we're not going to admit it, you know. But it is, it looks terrible. I mean, he was obviously caught on television, you know. You'd probably do it privately.
And privately, what disgusting habits do you do that you're not proud of?
I probably cough, and I should really cover my mouth more, especially during that, you know, over the last couple of years with the pandemic and that.
So you work in a convenience store. For you, what drives you mad about the customers? Disgusting habits, what do they do?
Oh, I just think really bad manners.
Bad manners?
Know? Yeah. I mean, I always try and portray, you know, good manners. It costs nothing to have good manners.
And how come people have lost their manners?
I don't know.
Just people are busy in their own world.
Probably busy and probably rushing everywhere. Yeah, it's just have to be somewhere 5 minutes ago, you know.
And another personal question. When was the last time you picked your nose?
Probably a couple of days ago.
You're not going to say?
No. Well, I was on holidays in Spain a couple of days ago, so it was in Spain.
Ronaldo Koeman, the Dutch coach, got caught picking his nose and eating it. For you, is that, you know, a disgusting thing to do, or do you think he was nervous? You know, the European Championships is a big event, and people do these things to comfort themselves.
I think it's disgusting, to be honest. But it's obviously a habit he's picked up in childhood, and he's used it as a comfort, and he hasn't been able to get rid of it. And he was on autopilot, and it happened. And I'd say a lot of people out there might relate to him, you know. But I'd consider it disgusting. I suppose when I have too much beans, I tend to be a bit gassy.
So you're a bit gassy. You break wind.
I break wind. Yeah.
And do you do it privately, or do you do it in front of people?
It depends on the company, you know. If I want the other person to suffer, I do it beside them, you know.
So if it's a mate, you might do it?
Yeah, or even a colleague in work.
And would it be silent or would it be loud?
I don't know. I'd have to test it out first, you know.
And you haven't let one go, have you, just now?
No.
Will I walk away?
Yeah, you're safe.
That man is a brain surgeon, by the way. It doesn't go down in the operating theatre that well. To make that person's lunchtime complete, did you encounter any other...
I mean,
do a roundup of disgusting habits
from
people?
Yes, exactly. Here are more people talking about disgusting habits that they don't like.
People who put their feet on the seats in buses. You see an awful lot of people just rest their feet on seats.
And you don't like that?
Not at all.
And... there are those old Dart signs that used to be there in the 90s. Seats are not for feet. I think they're still there.
Yeah.
But people don't pay any attention.
No. And it's funny, you see people, they'll move their feet when somebody comes to take the seat, but they don't associate dirt with what they've done, not how disgusting it is.
Disgusting habit that I don't like is spitting in public.
You don't like people spitting in public?
Yeah.
And when they do it, do you ever say something? Do you call them out?
It depends. If they're like... hacking, and if they have something in their throat, yeah, then I'm like, okay, fair enough. But if they just like constantly spit out, it's, and like when they're close to people, if there's people near them and they just turn around and spit out, I feel like it's a bit gross. But
eating in your bed or your room,
you don't like people eating in their bed and room,
or chewing like with their mouths open.
You don't like that? No. You think that's disgusting?
I think so, yeah.
When people bite their nails.
When people gulp really loudly.
So when they go, you don't like that?
No, and they're drinking and they like take really loud gulps.
And you hate that sound?
Yeah, it annoys me.
I guess chewing loudly in public would be...
chewing loudly?
I wouldn't call it necessarily disgusting, but I do think when you're on your way home and you have to listen to someone else's kind of call, or they're watching something on their phone.
You know, going through Instagram with the sound on.
Yeah. And I mean, it's not really like, it's not going to be the end of the world, but I guess it is kind of one of the habits that I deal with the most, you know?
There you go. People are disgusting.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
At Arizona State University, we offer a variety of programs online designed and taught by a renowned faculty to empower your success. That's why 87% of ASU online graduates stated they were promoted or received an increase in salary after earning their degree. Visit asuonline.asu.edu.